of Judges. Everybody has a study guide, and we're going to just take a look right at the beginning here and talk about, just go over an introduction of Judges. You know, when we think about Judges, oftentimes we tend to associate a judge with our common definition of judge in the United States. Judge, when you look it up, is a noun. It's a public official appointed to decide cases in a court of law. Now, that's the judge we tend to think of, right? The one with the gavel, guilty, not guilty. But when you think about the word judge in the Hebrew, that word, it actually is a verb, and it means to pronounce. A judge is one that would pronounce a sentence for or against. In the definition, by extension, it means to govern passively. It means to litigate. Some words that were used for this Hebrew word were avenge, condemn, contend, defend, execute, judge, plead, reason, rule. And so what you're going to find as we read through the book of Judges, that many of the judges were associated with military actions. And what you're also going to find, and this is a statement, you'll see it in the conclusion, that God's judges were ones that would execute the judgment of God against the enemies of Israel. But there were also judges that would simply give the judgment of God to the people of Israel. The thing I want you to think about with these judges is, number one, these were God's judges. Man didn't appoint these men and women. God put these men and women into place. The second thing I want you to see is that these men and women, they were in a time when they were surrounded by different nations that served other gods and served other idols. So there was the temptation for idol worship, and they were doing what was right in their own eyes in many cases. And we're going to find out, if you look at your theme, for everyone to do right in his own eyes is certain to bring forth the judgment of God. Why would that be? If people are doing right in their own eyes, are they going to be doing the right thing by God? So, you see, though, when the people of Israel, the Israelites, would cry out to God, they would repent, and that repentance was evident, God would intervene on behalf of the people. Now.
Okay. Let me say some more concerning judges, okay? In the past, you know, through the years of ministry, so often I've run into people equating judges as kings. And they're not kings. Okay? These are people that God is using, as Heather said, to execute the judgment of God, either executing the judgment of God against the enemy, or in Deborah's case, or in Samuel's case, where they're telling people the judgment of God. In other words, they're telling people what the will of God is. People would come to them for information, and they're, by the Spirit of God, they're giving them the answers. God always wanted to be Israel's king. And so this is why you see judges rather than kings up until this time, okay? Under Moses' leadership, God was the king. God was ruling because Moses was submitted to God. Under Joshua's leadership, God was ruling because Joshua was submitted to God. And God never wanted, it wasn't his desire for man to be the king and make decisions independently of God. You follow me? And so we need to keep that in mind when we're looking at judgment. And just follow along when you see that God raises up this judge, you just look at what the person's doing. Now, Heather gave you English definition, mm-hmm. and she also gave you Hebrew definition. What I want you to understand is the contextual definition. That best defines what a judge is. Sometimes a word definition can actually lead you astray. If you're trying to put just a particular word to that, then you miss what's actually occurring. You miss what this person's position is. And so it's not that this person is sitting on a throne. Now that's definitely what we want you to see. We just want you to see that it's a person that God is using to carry out the will and purpose of God. Okay? So that's just a basic understanding of what a judge is. And the last thing in the world we need is everybody doing what's right in his own eyes. And see, this is what's been going on for years. People doing right, what's right in their own eyes. It's amazing how you can elect senators and congressmen to represent you, but they don't represent you. They represent themselves. And I'm not talking about a particular party. I'm talking about all parties. You understand? It's hard to find somebody that really has the interest of the people at heart. God has the interest of people at heart. God's going to do what's in your best interest, even though you may not like it at the time. If you cooperate with it, it'll work for your good. You think as parents, when bringing up children, we do or we should be doing what's in the best interest of that child. But I know in my case, with my parents, I didn't think it was always pleasant. But in retrospect, I can see it was always in my best interest. And so we have to understand that with God. God doesn't want us to be left to ourselves to where we just operate independently of God. That's why he gave them, the nation of Israel, a written law, a constitution to govern the nation. Why do you think that this nation, why did our founding fathers draw up a constitution? It was to govern the nation. So when they died and somebody else came to power, they would govern the nation according to the Constitution. Then the will is being accomplished, you understand? Well, in the case of the law of Moses, it's God's will for that nation. And so God expected that to be followed. Now, the priest played a major role in this part. Because their assignment was to teach the people the Word of God. How can people follow something they don't know what it is? You with me? And I dare say that in this nation today, that most of this younger generation, they do not know what this constitution of this nation is about. They have a perverted mindset of what the Constitution is about. They don't know the heart of the founding fathers. You have to hear the heart of what they're saying. You have to hear the heart of the Father through the Word of God. What is God saying? That's what we need to be doing, because that ultimately is going to be in our best interest. You with me? So just think about that as we go through this book of Judges. And then look at how quickly people turn away from God. I promise you, everything needs leadership. Without leadership, you have chaos. You understand? I think about, you know, the pioneer days, you know, when this nation is first, it's young, being going through its stages, and you've heard of the Wild, Wild West and all that, and you had these cattle towns and everything, no law, no order. And so what did you have? You had people doing what's right in their own sight. If they didn't like you, they could kill you. And so they'd have to bring in somebody that could bring law and order to that. You have to have a police department. And they want to do away with stuff like that today. People, I mean, you've probably heard some of the stuff, and I'm not going to go into the details. I'm not a politician. It's just the fact that I see things that politicians are doing that is absolutely stupid. It's stupid. You do away with law enforcement, then there's nobody to enforce the law. We're supposed to have a judicial system that gives a just judgment, but what we have is actually criminals running the judicial system that give a perverted judgment. If you've got the money, then we can manipulate some things. We can plea bargain. We can get you off of this. We can get you off of that. And as far as I'm concerned, then that attorney is aiding and abetting to the crime. No, we need to do things God's way. The Word of God, the Constitution of God. We need to do that in this nation. Follow the Constitution. The Constitution actually follows the principles of the Word of God. And we don't need to do away with that. So we need righteous judgment. That means you need leaders that have a fear of God. You understand? It doesn't mean, and you'll find in the cases with these judges, it doesn't mean that these people, these various judges, that they did everything right. You find they doing some stuff wrong. Nevertheless, God is using them for a purpose. They did fear God. They just indulged in things they didn't need to be indulged in times, okay? But that doesn't negate the fact that they brought the judgment of God for the nation or to the nation, whatever the case may be, okay?
We're going to find out that the book of Judges records the military heroes or deliverers. We'll see that Othniel was called a deliverer, who led the nation of Israel against her enemies during the period between the death of Joshua and the establishment of kingship.
A lot of times what you'll see, instead of the word judge being used, God raised up a deliverer. Okay? And so just remember that when God's judgment is being executed, then he is using someone to deliver that nation of Israel from the oppression of the enemy in so many cases, okay?
This book of Judges spans nearly four centuries. It's believed to cover the period of time from about 1380 to 1050 B.C.
So this is a long time after Joshua has died, you understand? Mm-hmm. So you have a long period of time here to where Israel had no king. But they had tribal leaders. Mm-hmm. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
And so they had a priesthood.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're to be following the Word of God. That's what God wants us to do today. He would like for us to follow the Word of God. But people had rather follow a celebrity minister than to follow the Word of God. Follow the Word of God, and if God wants to minister to you through various people, that's fine and well, but don't worship the people. Worship God. Follow God. Do what's right in the eyes of God. You see, what happened is religion came in as a substitute for God, and they want you to do what's right in the sight of religion. This is our rules. This is our regulations. And this denomination has these rules. This denomination has these rules. This denomination believes this. This denomination believes that. Well, God's not divided. God's not schizophrenic. God is consistent. And we have to learn to follow Him, not them. Okay?
Okay. According to Acts 13:20, this period of judges spanned about 450 years, excluding the prophet Samuel.
Samuel is said to be the last judge of Israel. But even under Samuel's prophetic ministry, Saul was anointed king. People wanted a king. It grieved Samuel. God says, all right, they don't want me to be their king? Then you give them a king, but tell them what the king's going to do to them before he's put in place. You tell them what he's going to do. And so they didn't want to follow God. They wanted to follow a man. And that's the way it is today. So it's sad that people want to follow a man rather than follow God. You understand? And don't misunderstand me. There's ministers that I hold in esteem. But they're not to be followed. You listen to what God says through them, but understand that you're listening to God. You need to be hearing God speak, regardless of whose mouth is coming out of. Then you're following God. Then you're being ruled by God, not by man. So then, in reality, the kingdom of God is established. You see, God wanted to rule the hearts of people. He gave a law. But because of natural man and because of his fallen state with a sinful nature, he just couldn't find himself following God's way. He wanted to do right in his own eyes. And so God had prophets that he would use to speak to the people, to try to get them back on track. But Israel had gotten to the point that they were so enamored by what was going on in the nations around them that they'd rather worship idols than to worship God. And idols are an imagination. Idols come out of the imagination of men. Who could think to make this idol this way? And this way, and this way, and then to have thousands and thousands of different idols with different features. They look different. Some after, styled after a person. You know Greek mythology? You're Atlas, you're Thor, you're Zeus, all these people, the god, the goddesses, and all that. It comes out of the imagination of a person. Well, I believe it's like this, and I believe it's like this, and I believe it's like that. What does God believe? And I say to anybody, does God believe what you believe? If Creator God doesn't believe what you believe, then you need to change your belief system. Because He's accurate, you're not. You follow me? You can't do what's right in your eyes. You do what's right in the eyes of God. Okay?
Throughout the time of God's judges, the government of Israel was a loose confederation of tribes, as Pete was explaining, without a God-ordained leader to guide them. Consequently, the people tended to rebel and fall into worship of false gods time and time again.
That's the story of Judges. That's the whole history of Judges. People turn away from God, get in trouble, cry out to God. God raised up a deliverer to get them out of trouble, and when that deliverer died, they go right back, revert back to the same old ways. Then get in trouble and cry out to God, and God in His mercy bring them out. That sounds like Christians today, doesn't it? We need to learn.
We've mentioned this before, but it certainly bears repeating. Without a leader, everyone did what was right in his own eyes. And we want you to remember this. You're going to see this on your test. When there was no appointed leadership in Israel, man just did what was right in his own eyes. Now, this principle, it describes the spiritual state of Israel during this time period. People just decide what they think is best.
Think of the contrast between Joshua and between this period of Judges. Joshua did everything that he was told to do. He left nothing undone of what he was told to do. So he is following God. Right? Moses followed God. That's how they got into the promised land, was by following God. And then when that leadership dies, they stop following God. They lost their vision. The Word of God started becoming silent to them. And that's what's happened here today. We've had a long discussion about this today. How parents fail to train their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. You think about it. They do what's right in their eyes. So they tell their children what they think's best, not telling their children what God thinks best. And this day and time, it's go for the go. Go for the go. It's all about money. All about money. Don't seek the counsel of God as to what God would have you to do with your life. You go for what will pay you the most money. And you know what you're saying? I want you to be a prostitute. Just sell yourself to the highest bidder. And that's what people are doing today. They're selling themselves. They don't even understand what they're doing. They're selling themselves, and they're not accomplishing the will and purpose that God has for their life. They're going in the wrong direction. Pleasing flesh, getting the attention on them. That's the problem here. They got their attention on him. When a man does everything right in his own eyes, what he thinks right in his own eyes, he's thinking flesh. He's thinking carnally. What's in my best interest? What's in it for me? And God's taken out of the scenario. And we need to learn from this. There's a lot I could say to this. This is what's wrong with the United States of America. And I believe there was a major turnaround in my generation. Rebellion in this nation. Big time. You understand? And embracing communism. In this, even in this city. You understand? not to mention all the perverted stuff that went on in the 60s. And, you know, we don't even need to go into all that, burning the flag and all this type stuff. What is that? Well, I don't like the way things are running. I'm going to do things my way, and I think we ought to go this way. And you don't have a right to believe in God. I have a right not to believe in God. You understand? That's been the mindset. And they call that equality. There's nothing equal about it. You understand? If you get what you want, and I don't want what you want, how are you going to call that equal? If I want to go right and you want to go left, and we go your way, I didn't get to go our way. Right? And this is what happens to a society when you leave it to be, you leave that society to be run by people rather than run by God. Because this person says, let's do it this way. This person says, let's do it this way. And then God's not followed. That's where Israel is in these judges. They're doing everything the way they want to. And there's tremendous principle in this that we need to glean out of this. I'm going to tell you something you need to look at. And you look at what happens to a nation without leadership.
Yeah.
Now, we've just experienced that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about leadership that can actually lead you, that's competent to lead you. And here's the thing, and I'm on this bandwagon, I'm just going to say this. It bothers me that you have people leading the nation, leading the military, that's never even been in the military. So how are you going to tell me when you haven't been out there, you don't know what it is, you've never even been shot at? Yeah, so how are you going to lead me and tell me what needs to be done? Now, I think the person that leads the people needs to be in the trenches with the people to where he can relate to the people. And too many ministers have elevated themselves so high, they can't relate to people. You know, they live in these lavish lifestyles and they don't understand the person that's living from one week to the next week and just surviving. And consequently, they're talking about the prosperity, but they want the poor man to support the rich man. Pretty amazing when you think about it, isn't it? What is it? It's a perversion. We need godly leadership. Godly leadership. What's godly leadership? It's a person who follows the principles of God. And I think we've missed that. We've been looking for people with perfect church attendance or people that have their tenets of faith in agreement with our tenets of faith. And yet we may not even be God-fearing people. We fear man more than we fear God. When I say God-fearing is to where you fear Creator God more than you do the political pressure on the outside of you. We need strong people in civil leadership, but we need strong people with backbone in the church, in the ecclesiastical leadership that they will not cave in to the political pressure of tradition, denomination, or whatever, but they'll stand with God and go the way of God. How can you lead a congregation you're following? It's just an oxymoron. If you think about it, God wants people leading to keep people out of trouble. Pretty simple, then.
We've been talking about this, looking at the nation of Israel and the United States. But this whole notion of everyone doing what was right in our own eyes, that's not just for the heathen. This applies to Christians today.
Yeah.
You know, every once in a while I'll ask myself, whose idea is this? Yours or God's? we can locate ourselves. I can locate myself. Is God leading me? Or am I leading me? Or am I letting somebody else lead me? Here's how I locate myself. What am I focused on with my thinking? What's got my attention? What has me captivated? If it's not the Word of God, I'm going to be going astray. And we were talking today about how much of a discipline it is to keep yourself subjected to the Word of God and the Spirit of God. Obviously, it doesn't come naturally. Look at our example with Israel. We could probably all look at our own past. It's a discipline. So I don't think this is a bad thing to ask yourself. Am I doing what's right in my eyes or in God's eyes?
That's a pretty good statement. Look at your past. You did what you thought was right at the time, right? But how many of you can look back at your past and say, what an idiot I was?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm the only one in the room.
No.
You understand?
Yeah.
All the dumb things that I did, trying to self-destruct, and God in His mercy protecting you while you're doing your own thing. But I thank God for His goodness that will bring you to repentance and then to where you come to yourself like the prodigal son. What have I done? What am I doing? With the reality, Father knows best. God knows best. I need to be following Him. Not trying to follow my own ways and do my own things. And here you find that people in this era had set aside the law of Moses, the law of God, making their own rules, making their own regulations. And you see what it did to them. But you look at today, what are people doing today? They've gotten away from the Scriptures, and they're doing what's right in their own eyes, not following the will and ways of God. Well, I think it ought to be like this. And you know, you hear so much about the democratic vote. I can tell you a church that's operating with democracy is not operating according to the will of God. It's not the majority is right. It's just that the majority makes decisions. If you look at Jesus in His ministry, the majority outruled Him. But He was right. And I found this, I've been in that democratic society in a denomination as a minister, a pastor. And what I learned is the minority can rule. Because on certain things where it takes a 66% vote, two-thirds, one-third can prevent, or one vote over one-third can stop the majority from doing what they want to do. That's why we need theocracy. Not voting on anything, but getting the mind of God on everything. Lord, what do You want? What's in our best interest? That's what we need to do. And so, when we go through this, let's learn from the bad example. Learn what not to do. Okay? To where we learn to do things God's way. You'd be amazed at the counsel that I got along the way as a denominational pastor. Don't mess with this. Don't mess with that. You let them do what they want to do. You don't mess with that part. You don't mess with this part. Well, did God set you there as a leader? Then lead. If they don't like you, that's their problem. But you're going to stand before God, the judge of all the earth, not before them. Oh, they may kick you out. You understand? They don't need your services anymore. But did you obey God? Then walk away with your chin up and a smile on your face. I did what God told me to do. I did what was right in the sight of God, not what was right in the sight of people. That's what you have to have that mindset. Okay? Then you can actually lead people to God in the ways of God. And my time's up here, so I'm going to have to stop. Take a break. Okay?